This is Space Kate here at the Kennedy Space Center. We saw Space Shuttle Discovery finally launch after 115 days of waiting and an amazing adventure for me. I haven't gone home to London since I first came out for the launch.
Really?
Anyway, I'm here at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, and we've been on the Shuttle Simulator ride today, and I've got a very special person with me. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Bill Moore. I have the pleasure of being the Chief Operating Officer for the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex.
So what does that job involve?
It involves having all the fun you can possibly think of, but also working very hard. We have a great team of people here, and we get to tell the NASA story to folks from around the world like yourself. And it's sort of a nonstop changing experience. And I've been in hospitality and tourism my whole life. And the beauty about it is every day is different.
So what are the highlights for people who are coming to visit your visitor center?
You know, it's everything from meeting astronauts and cosmonauts and folks that have actually gone into space, because an experience, unfortunately, I'll never have. I actually do remember watching I'm old enough to remember watching the little black and white TV when we walked on the moon, indelibly etched in my brain. But it's taking that sensation and that experience and telling people like yourself who didn't see that TV show and didn't get to see that moment, and sort of explaining what's it like, and then look into the future. You know, NASA's going through transition, which happens from time to time, and one program ends, then you go to another program, and so where do we go? And so in your lifetime, you know, where do we go? Do we go to Mars? Do we go to an asteroid? Do we go back to the moon? And that's the exciting part.
Well, I think it's about time you sent a woman to the moon, and I would like to suggest that should be me.
Well, as you know, we have a woman in space right now. Our astronaut that works with us a lot, John McBride, had the first two women on his flight in STS-41G. Amazing, I remember any of these numbers. But, you know, it is. It's now about multicultural. It's about different backgrounds from people around the world. And in some ways, maybe space has a way to do what we can't do any other way, which is to see that it's all about one planet and one people, and we all come from different places, but we end up trying to do the right thing.
So looking back into history, you've got some pretty amazing artifacts here. You've got the Saturn V, you've got an Apollo capsule that was actually in space. Which number Apollo capsule is it? I don't remember.
Oh, Lord, you asked me these hard questions. Andrew, I'm in trouble already. The Kitty Hawk is from the Apollo mission 14. And I remember Kitty Hawk actually more than I remember the mission number. But we do get to tell that story. We do get to have the Atlas Saturn V rocket that's out there. You know, we just redid the whole pre-show. Hopefully you got to see that yesterday, and the windows rattle, and it's pretty realistic. And now we get to hopefully get a space-flown orbiter here when they're all done. And in one way, it's sad to see the orbiter missions come to an end. But in the other way, the beauty about the Saturn V rocket being out there is the story keeps going on. It's not over.
So you've already got a sort of full-size mock-up of an orbiter here.
Mm-hmm.
And which of the orbiters are you hoping to get, and when do you find out?
Well, hopefully we found out soon. That's out of our hands. But, you know, NASA and the administration have been working together, and they'll make a decision soon. It would be great if it was around some cool anniversary of space flight around the shuttle. The shuttle will be 30 years old pretty soon. And we think that's an appropriate time to talk about that. Do we have a favorite? You know, we love them all. We really do. Discovery looks like it's going to go probably to Washington, D.C., to the Air and Space Museum there, which is cool, and NASA, and that'll be a great place to do it. Enterprise is up there now, so it probably gets a new home. Endeavour or Atlantis, you know, I think there's a certain nostalgia for having the last one that flies out of Kennedy come back here and land at Kennedy and get cleaned up, because they're a little toxic when they come back, roll over here, and then let people go see one really close.
It's not cheap cleaning up an orbiter, is it?
It's not cheap to build a building to put it in either. It'll be the largest thing we've ever done. The building itself is huge. The shuttle launch experience, which is behind us at the moment, is a big building. The orbiter building will make it look very small. It is an enormous building. And one thing we're doing, and we've put some pictures out that I can only attempt to describe, is we're not going to show the orbiter on three wheels. You're never going to see our orbiter that way. Most of us don't know the orbiter that way, right? We know it in space, and we know it with the payload bay doors open, we know it flying upside down, and we know it with the arm out there doing all the wonderful things it's done, and that's how we're going to show it. It's much more expensive that way. The building's a lot bigger that way. But that's the right way to tell the story. And this is the home of the space shuttle. Every shuttle flight from STS-1, STS-135 left right from here. And we want to do the job that all the thousands of men and women who've supported the shuttle, putting it together, getting it ready for flight, making it safe, taking care of it, and those who flew it, and honor them a little bit. So part of it's doing the right thing to tell the story.
And let's say when you get a shuttle here.
I like that very much.
Will you have a nice party for maybe some of the people who've actually spent years working on the shuttle program? Invite them along to sort of welcome it home?
Yeah, I think we have to do that. You know, this will be a very public transition. One thought is obviously that we make the public an event moving it here. You're not going to hide it. It's pretty big. So we're going to have to go down the road. There's a few little fences and wires, and there's one security booth. We're pretty sure it has to go away. But we have to get it here. And imagine what it would be like to have the streets lined with school kids and workers and making that very personal. I had the privilege to work a few years back in Independence Hall in the Liberty Bell area, and we built a new home for the Liberty Bell. And I got to move that. I will never forget that. And I suspect moving the orbiter from the orbital processing facility for the last time and making it ready for public display for the only time will be a pretty emotional event. And when you watched the launch yesterday, after waiting an incredible long time, and I applaud you for that, you had to feel pretty special to see that. It's a sight, you know, that everybody says, I don't even know how to say it. I want that same emotion to go in that building because that's what it's all about. It's about the people who did it.
The launch totally took my breath away. Now, moving it from its home at Kennedy Space Center as opposed to the visitor complex will be a big job. How about you enlist some of the NASA tweet-up folks and other space fans, and we could pull it for
could
you?
Could you?
Yeah. That if we got enough great. Of us, we could have a procession down
that
the road.
That would be great.
Put it on a trolley, and we will pull it out here for you.
I like that very much. I like that very much. But, you know, all the tweet-up community can help us by making sure that... We understand this is a great home for the orbiter. You guys are great. You know, I'm probably don't tweet near as much. You probably tweeted more today than I did in the last 12, 13, 14 years ever when I learned what the heck the term was. But it is an amazing change. And so social media now is the way to communicate. And the beauty about it is you tweet here and instantaneously around the world. Everybody knows. And so we want to get the message out because we are a global place here. This is not just about Florida. It's not just about the United States. The shuttle's owned by the world. And the shuttle goes to the space station. It's owned by the world. So now you have to watch the space shuttle come overhead, or the space station come overhead. And if you haven't seen that yet, it will be just as cool as watching it orbiter fly to catch it.
I've watched it from my house in London, and that's one of the things that made me want to go into space. Yeah. Well, we will do our best to tweet out the excitement of this place, if you will invite us to the party when you get your shuttle here.
You can count on it.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.